AI agents are breaking things they can't fix. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 234. I'm Izzo, and with me is Boone. Today, we're digging into Agent Process Bench, a new way to catch AI agent mistakes before they spiral into chaos.
And this is actually a fascinating methodological shift. We've been obsessed with whether agents get the final answer right, but we're ignoring all the ways they screw up along the way.
Right? Because unlike math problems where you can just try a different approach, when an agent accidentally deletes your database or sends the wrong email, that's permanent.
Exactly. The researchers call this the difference between mathematical reasoning and tool use failures. One's reversible, the other has irreversible side effects.
So who's been stuck on this problem? I'm thinking anyone trying to deploy agents in production where mistakes actually cost money.
Yeah. And the current evaluation methods are basically useless for this. Most benchmarks just look at closed-world math problems. Did you get 42 or not? But real agent work is messy and open-ended.
Boone, walk me through what they actually built here. What's the core innovation?
Okay, so they created 1,000 diverse trajectories with 8,509 human-labeled steps. But the clever part is their ternary labeling scheme. Instead of just right or wrong, they have correct, neutral, and erroneous.
Wait, what's a neutral step?
Think exploration, like an agent checking a file that doesn't contain what it needs. Not wrong, just not directly helpful. Traditional binary labels would call that an error, but it's actually reasonable exploration behavior.
That's actually really smart, because in product terms, you want agents that can explore and recover, not just agents that never make a wrong move.
Right. And they added error propagation rules to handle cascading failures. If step 3 is wrong, then steps 4 and 5 that depend on it are also marked as errors, even if the individual actions were reasonable.
Okay, but here's my product question. How do you get 89.1% inter-annotator agreement on something this subjective? That's actually impressive.
The error propagation rules are key there. Instead of asking annotators to judge every step in isolation, they provide clear rules for how mistakes cascade, reduces the ambiguity significantly.
So what did they find when they tested this? Any surprises?
Three big insights. First, weaker policy models actually show inflated ratios of correct steps because they terminate early. They quit before they can make more mistakes.
Ha! That's like saying a bad driver has a perfect record because they never leave the driveway.
Exactly. Second finding, current models really struggle to distinguish neutral exploration from actual errors. That's a huge gap.
That matters for user experience too. You don't want an agent that panics every time it has to look around.
And third, process-derived signals provide complementary value to outcome supervision. When you combine both, you get significantly better test time scaling.
Okay, so who actually builds products with this? I'm thinking reward model training gets way more granular.
Yeah, instead of just training on final success or failure, you can now train on step-level quality. That's much richer signal for the model to learn from.
And for companies deploying agents, this opens up better monitoring. You could catch an agent going off the rails in step 3 instead of discovering the damage in step 47.
The debugging implications are huge, too. Instead of just, it didn't work, you get, it went wrong specifically at step 12 when it misinterpreted the API response.
I'm giving this a solid A-. It's not flashy, but it solves a real production problem that everyone's been dancing around.
The methodology is genuinely sound, and they're releasing the code and data. So this isn't just publishable research that dies in Arxiv.
Speaking of building, what should listeners go try this weekend? First, clone the repo at github.com/ucbm/agentprocessbench. The dataset is gold for anyone working on agent evaluation. Second, if you're training any kind of agent or reward model, try incorporating their ternary labeling scheme into your own trajectories. And third, implement their error propagation rules in your own agent monitoring. It's a simple concept, but surprisingly powerful for catching cascading failures.